Thank you very much. In addition to the earlier speakers, I would like to add some of the points in Article 3. We have acknowledged for the first time in the Constitution 7 human rights commissions. That is the one achievement, and it's been just a decade that we are practicing our Constitution. Definitely, there are some gaps we have acknowledged, but the aim of the government is to strengthen all these human rights bodies, and we are aware that National Women Commissions need its presence in all the provinces, not only in the federal level. And the recommendations given by human rights, National Human Rights Commissions, National Women Commissions, and other constitutional human rights commissions have very great significance in work of the government, and government is obliged to implement all these recommendations in a very good faith. And I would like to mention one more thing, that in the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, there is a committee to facilitate the implementation of recommendations of National Human Rights Commission, where the representative of the National Human Rights Commission is also the member. There is a committee for facilitation, and that shows our commitment towards implementations of the recommendations of these committees. So at this moment, I would like to end up this with the Article 3, and we will come in again with the other articles with the issues. Thank you. Thank you very much.